NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company. Now with the news, Jeffrey Pond.
France stood firm today against plans of the U.S. and eight other Western financial powers to reform the world monetary system. A French spokesman at the 10-nation meeting in Stockholm said compromise is not possible. He said France would not agree to the plan to create a new international currency reserve called paper gold. The French insist that gold is the only proper medium for settling deficits. The UN Security Council convened today to hear Jordanian and Israeli complaints about the seven-hour clash across the Jordan River yesterday. In the first hour of debate, Jordan has urged the council to call for a halt to all arms shipments to Israel. North Vietnam today broadcast a report that the Viet Cong will release two American women, a doctor and a teacher, who were taken prisoner in the Tet Offensive. They're identified as Dr. Marjorie Nelson and Sandra Johnson, the teacher. The Viet Cong said today that guerrillas in four provinces of South Vietnam's Mekong Delta will observe a truce April 13th, 14th, and 15th to honor the new year in neighboring Cambodia. The four provinces have many ethnic Cambodian residents. A North Vietnamese battalion opened fire today at Marines patrolling the outer defenses at Khe Sanh. The patrol called in reinforcements, artillery fire, and airstrikes, and said 40 North Vietnamese were killed, while the patrol suffered what were called moderate casualties. The action broke a lull in the Khe Sanh ground fighting. More news after this from State Farm.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now, and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
Britain won a partial victory today in the sports world when the International Lawn Tennis Federation voted to let professionals compete with amateurs in a limited number of open tournaments a year. An individual member country could still ban such play. The British are planning to open the Wimbledon tournament to professionals, but the Federation rejected their bid to end all distinction between pro and amateur tennis. There's other sports news in Britain today. Details from George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
A British-owned 100-7 shot named Red Alligator won the grueling Grand National Steeplechase at Aintree today by 20 lengths. But the crowd of 100,000 gave almost as big a cheer to Tim Durant, a 68-year-old grandfather from Beverly Hills, California. Durant, riding a horse he purchased only 3 weeks ago, came in next to last among the 45 runners after being unhorsed once. But on his third Grand National ride today, Durant achieved his longtime ambition just to finish in what many call the world's toughest horse race. At the top, My Doris Token was second in a neck-and-neck duel with the favorite, Different Class, owned by movie star Gregory Peck. In another annual classic, this time in London, Cambridge won easily over Oxford in the University Boat Race on the River Thames. George Montgomery, NBC News, London.
Communist China's army appears to have a new commander. Posters in Peking reportedly say that the military chief of Guangdong Province, General Huang Yongsheng, has become chief of staff. More in a moment.
Will the new car you buy today be just as popular when 1970 rolls around? It will if it's a GM car, because more used car buyers prefer General Motors cars than any others, which makes a new Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, or Cadillac a great investment. Look to the GM mark of excellence.
GM. The Kremlin Wall is now the resting place of the ashes of Yuri Gagarin, the first astronaut to fly in space. The Soviet Union fell silent for a minute today as urns holding the remains of Gagarin and the flyer who died with him in a plane crash were placed in the wall. One of Russia's key men, Politburo member Mikhail Suslov, wasn't at the funeral. It's reported that he's seriously ill, perhaps with a recurrence of the tuberculosis that he has had before. Once again, the hour's top story. France said today she will not agree to the plan to solve the world monetary problem by creating a new currency reserve called paper gold. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again in the hour when General Motors brings you NBC Monitor News.
This is Paul Friedman, WNBC News. It's 12:05, 59 degrees in New York, and sunny. The New York State Senate has scrapped Governor Rockefeller's proposal to balance the budget with a 20% income tax surcharge, and the Senate has substituted a tax hike of 5 cents a pack on cigarettes. But it's a Republican plan, and its chances of passing the Democratic-controlled state assembly are not good. Assembly Speaker Anthony Travia says he wants no part of it. A new city program to get jobs for Negroes and Puerto Ricans. Mayor Lindsay said today he'll sign an executive order requiring firms doing business with the city to take what are called positive steps to comply with the equal opportunity provisions of the federal civil rights laws. These provisions deal with training, hiring, and promoting members of minority groups. Lindsay said the order will also apply to unions whose members work on city projects. By the end of the day, we should have some idea of whether there will be a June primary fight for the Democratic senatorial nomination in New York. The state Democratic committee meets this afternoon to choose a candidate to run against Republican Senator Jacob Javits. The men who say they want to run are Congressman Joseph Resnick, Congressman Otis Pike, and attorney Paul O'Dwyer. Resnick says if he doesn't get the nomination from the committee, he'll wage a primary fight to get it. The New York State Board of Regents wants the legislature to remove New York City's current Board of Education and recommends that Mayor Lindsay appoint a new 5-member school board. The new board would then supervise decentralization of the city's schools. The present WNBC temperature is 59 degrees and it's sunny. Sunny, breezy, and mild this afternoon, high 60 to 65. Clear tonight, lowest in the mid-40s. Fair and continued mild tomorrow. This is Paul Friedman, WNBC News.
Don't move, just leave your dollar. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge. It's Gene Rayburn here bidding you welcome to Monitor 68 as we bid the highly unpredictable month of March with its weird weather adieu this weekend.
But I get around and I know you placed another love above me. Oh, I hate to see me go. Somehow your actions confuse me. You're not the boy I used to know. Now I'm afraid you're gonna lose me. Oh, I hate to see me go. That it might work out, but how was I to know? You were making other plans and leaving me out. I hate you, but I guess I'll have to go. I was a fool to believe you. You took me in and I know. Now I guess I'll have to leave you. Oh, I hate to see me go. That it might work out, but how was I to know? You were making other plans and leaving me out. I hate you, but I guess I'll have to go. I was a fool to believe you. You took me in and I know. Now I guess I'll have to leave you.
I hate to see you go too, honey. It's Margaret Whiting. So long, Maggie. Say, now we're happy to see our next guest arrive. He's our old friend, Marlon Perkins, co-host with Jim Fowler on the fine Wild Kingdom show on NBC TV Sundays. And, you know, Marlon, when Jim was here about a month ago, he told us a terrifying tale of almost being swallowed by a giant snake. You guys always seem to be having narrow escapes from disaster.
We do get into some pretty tight squeaks once in a while, but, you know, the funniest thing that we got into didn't really have anything to do with animals.
What's that?
Well, we were up in the north end of the Hudson's Bay this summer in August, shooting a story about the animals of the North Country. One of which was the capture of a walrus. We have, in the St. Louis Zoo, where I'm the director, we have one of our greatest personality animals is a walrus that weighs 3,000 pounds, whose name is Siegfried. Now, everybody in St. Louis knows Siegfried.
Yeah.
And everybody in St. Louis comes out to see Siegfried just because he is such a tremendous thing. Just a great animal, and everybody just loves him. So we wanted a backup animal for Siegfried. And we've been trying now for a couple of years to getting young walrus and letting them grow up as he did. When he came in, he weighed, you know, about 210 or 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. And now has grown in the years between to this enormous size. So we were in this North Country and had the opportunity to catch a walrus, which we filmed for Wild Kingdom. Then we put that walrus in the hold of a boat called a Peterhead boat that is owned by the Eskimos, who were taking us across 90 miles of open water back to another island. And we left pretty late in the afternoon. It got dark. And then what they call a whiteout or a fog came in.
Oh, boy.
And these boys got lost. We weren't too far from the magnetic North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
So the compass wasn't too good.
They get wild up there, don't they? Swinging all different directions.
Yeah, and so these boys got lost, and we were lost for almost 8 hours in this thing. And this is kind of scary going, because here we were. I was in the hold with this lovely little female walrus, weighed 225 pounds. But this boat was about a 35, 40-foot boat.
Mm-hmm.
And had a deck on it, but there wasn't much space between decks, but that's where we had the walrus under protection down there. I had a keeper with me from the St. Louis Zoo. So Herb and I were most of the time down in there comforting this newly caught baby walrus.
She knew you were lost.
Yeah.
You can't fool a walrus.
Well, we had all kinds of funny ideas about that because, you know, if they missed an island that had a 100-mile shoreline. It was a big island.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if they had really missed it and gone off east of there, you know, you could have gone clear to Greenland.
Yes, or Murmansk, where you wouldn't have gotten a very warm welcome there.
So, you know, you run into a few things like this. Anyhow, we have traveled virtually all over the world. We've been in India. We've been in various parts of the United States. We've done an underwater show in the Bahamas, using scuba gear and going underwater, working with the boys with Seaquarium in Miami, and with Dr. Gruber of the University of Miami School of Marine Research.
It's an extensive school they have down there, isn't it?
Yeah. And that's right next to Marine, the Seaquarium there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we were underwater about 40 feet in the clear water of the Atlantic around the Bahamas there in a cage. They put us inside of a cage so the sharks couldn't get us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd put on the air tanks and the fins and goggles and everything and swim down into this tank, into this cage, and close the trap door. And then we had a photographer in there with us. Then they lowered some kind of an electronic device that imitated the distress calls of fish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the sound that attracts the sharks. And we had a shark come and honestly try to force his way inside that cage.
Wow. Have you got that on film?
Yeah, we've got it.
All right. We're going to look forward to seeing that one of these Sunday nights soon. Marlon Perkins, thank you very much for being with us here on Monitor.
Great pleasure.
Now, if you'll just make a little room there, the Enoch Light Singers with their green tambourines will circulate among you. Please give their request your earnest consideration. I thank you.
Drop your silver in my tambourine.
listening to that cantata to collect money by reminds me to remind you that the income tax deadline is just a little over 2 weeks away. Oh, well, there's no tax in listening to the best program in radio. Just stay tuned to the Monitor Beacon.
Holler harder!
Last year, over $250 million in property damage in the United States was caused not by fire, flood, or tornadoes, but by termites. Termites work in the dark, eat wood in houses like yours and mine, and are extremely difficult to detect. Harder Exterminating Company, with offices in Manhattan, in Westchester at White Plains, in New Jersey at Glen Rock and Madison, and on Long Island in Patchogue, Melville, and Hempstead, are the experts in the detection and elimination of these costly pests. For 35 years, they have pioneered in this field, and through the use of modern methods, have minimized the cost of ridding homes of termites. The Harder Exterminating Company offers free, no-obligation inspection service throughout the metropolitan area. So call the folks at Harder for this confidential termite check. In New York City, Westchester, or Suffolk, ask the operator for Enterprise 8-800. It's free. In New Jersey, OL2-6500. In Nassau, IV-1-8800. Remember, when you think of termites, think Harder.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Yes, and it comes in the shape of a song by Sammy Davis. Here he comes, The Judge. Lonely is the name, and it's his latest.
Lonely is the name that I answer to, and crying is the game. 'Cause I'm losing you, I'll never be the same without your love. Believe me, sorry is the role that you make me play. Tormented is the soul that is mine today. I'm lost beyond control. Absent is the sigh, gone the look of love you wore. Was it all a dream? Was it all a lie? Don't you love me anymore? Just tell them lonely is the name. It will always be, and crying is the game. Till you're back with me, I'll never be the same without your love.
With me, I'll never be the same.
Next, Monitor presents the Gallup Poll, featuring the world-famous public opinion expert, Dr. George Gallup, to keep you informed on latest developments and trends. With his longtime associate, Rex Marshall, he covers not only the election campaign, but such diverse subjects as our relations with other nations.
Dr. Gallup, we've been hearing a good deal recently about some Americans refusing to buy French wines and bypassing Paris on their trips to Europe. How widespread is any negative American attitude towards our traditional ally, France?
Well, Rex, there's no doubt that the policy of President Charles de Gaulle is eroding the high regard the American people have towards France and the French people. The Gallup poll has regularly sampled the public on their attitudes toward the principal nations of the world. In 1957, a year and a half before President de Gaulle came into power, nearly 7 out of 10 Americans expressed a favorable attitude toward France. In our most recent poll, less than half the American people had a favorable attitude toward that country.
How does that compare with some other countries?
Well, by contrast, the rating given to Great Britain has risen from 68% to 85%. And even in the case of West Germany, the public's favorable attitude has risen in the last decade from 64 to 75 out of every 100.
Well, now, Doctor, have the Americans indicated any specific reasons for their growing antagonism towards France?
Yes, and the most frequent reasons are, of course, the recognition by President de Gaulle of the governments of Vietnam and of Red China, the boycott of the North American Treaty Organization, de Gaulle's pronouncements on the Arab-Israeli war, and the underlying feeling that the President of France is undermining the soundness of the American dollar. All these factors have affected the popularity of France with the American public.
Well, now, on the other end of the scale, what's the most favored nation so far as the American attitudes are rated by the Gallup poll?
Well, our neighbor to the north, Canada, is far and away the most favorably regarded nation by American people. 94 out of every 100 Americans give Canada a favorable rating. Switzerland is second, and Australia is third. The Scandinavian countries, of course, have always been favorably regarded by the American people. And among the South American countries, Brazil is the highest rated, with 3 out of 4 Americans being kindly disposed toward that country.
Well, now, how do Americans in general feel about Russia?
Well, in our most recent study, only 2 out of 10 Americans gave Russia a positive vote. That's much higher than the figure a few years ago. The communist countries generally and understandably are at the bottom of the list.
Well, it does seem strange that the American people are so quick to change their attitude towards a nation. Seems hard to believe that after almost 200 years of friendship with France, there are certain groups boycotting French products such as automobiles, perfumes, and wines.
Yes, but the public is quick to forgive. While it's true that less than half the people give France a favorable rating today, it's also true that the American public is willing to let bygones be bygones. For example, nearly 3 out of 4 Americans today hold Japan in high esteem as a nation. And yet this is a country which, not too many years ago, was locked in a veritable death struggle with this country.
Thank you, Dr. Gallup.
Hear Dr. George Gallup and his associate Rex Marshall again tomorrow and every weekend as Monitor brings you the Gallup Poll. New music on Monitor on this 30th day of March, and it's a song titled One Day, the Anita Kerr Singers.
Wasting my time. used to be. If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, spend it on Campbell's soup.
Do you realize a dollar will still buy you more than 20 servings of Campbell's tomato soup? Yep, rich, flavorful Campbell's tomato soup. Less than 5 cents a bowl and good.
If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, spend it on Campbell's soup.
A little bit of Herbie Mann's orchestra there with Unchain My Heart on monitor, your cheerful companion coast-to-coast weekends on NBC. In most of Mississippi and parts of Alabama and Louisiana, we're with you on WJDX, Jackson, Mississippi. Gene Rayburn here. Russ Ward reports for monitor on the upcoming Wisconsin primary. Stay tuned to NBC Radio.
A former bounty hunter returns home to find his partner dead. Millie Perkins and Jack Nicholson star in The Shooting, Sunday night at 11:30.
Watch the New York television premiere of The Shooting on the Sunday Film Festival tomorrow night at 11:30 on WNBC TV, Channel 4, New York.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Woo-hoo! Now, friends, to dispel any misconceptions about the younger generation only living for today, the Bob Crew generation show their concern for the future by playing Will You Love Me Tomorrow, today on Monitor. Clark next on monitor with Kiss Me Goodbye. NBC's Monitor 68. I'm Gene Rayburn, and in this half hour, we're going to hear about crime informers in San Francisco, about vote seekers in Wisconsin's presidential primary, and in the music department, there's the Scalp Hunters theme, new from Al Caiola.
We'll be right back. Bargain days are here, and all our brand new Buicks are suddenly even easier to own. All our brand new, beautifully equipped Buicks, Skylarks, Special Deluxes, Grand Sports, the Sabres, Wildcats, Electra 225s, and Rivieras. We're doing everything we can to make Buick bargain days the best days ever for you.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick?
The constantly rising crime rate is a source of great anxiety these days, with the greatest increase seeming to be in the categories of robbery and burglary. A ray of light, however, has brightened the gloomy picture, as a cooperative effort between police and private citizens in San Francisco has produced encouraging results. A report from Gene DiCardo.
In San Francisco, hundreds of unofficial detectives are teaming up with specialized undercover police in what might be dubbed Mission Improbable. Improbable or not, it's a new kind of war on burglaries, particularly in this city by the Golden Gate. People in all walks of life have been enlisted, with the amateur crime spotters involving many people, all the way from doctors to old folks with perhaps nothing much to do. With us on monitor, the patrolmen who conceived the plan, Joe Brodnick and Paul McGoran, and their boss, Captain Phil Kiley. Patrolman Brodnick, let's start with you. Would you explain for us how undercover specialists start their missions?
We design a pamphlet to tell the people what to do if they see suspicious people in a neighborhood, and to call us if they do see this particular type of person. We go door to door through apartments and explain to the public what to look for. If a person rings a doorbell, answer it, but do not frighten them. They usually will ask if someone, a certain party, lives here, and if they find out that you're home, they won't bother you and they leave. This person we notify right away to call us as soon as anybody rings our doorbell and makes this statement. And then we respond, and we'll check them and watch them as they go door to door.
Officer McGoran, would you be specific on how your people are disguised and the use of radios in your work?
Well, we carry the walkie-talkies, and we disguise ourselves as everyday citizens or mechanics. We even have gone so far as to ride motorcycles. I had one of my own a short time ago, and I followed people on the motorcycle while my partner was in the car. And we use several different types of cars with this detail. And we have as many as six cars following one person at one time, taking turns so the parties won't get suspicious.
What's the box score on arrests since this program has been in effect, Paul?
Well, our box score is 175 at this time, a total of over 1,000 with all the units combined at this time.
And the conviction rate, I understand, is on the high side.
It's about 85%.
Captain Kiley, you made an interesting point before we went on the air that criminals just don't wave a flag or carry a sign that indicates that they're out to do somebody out of something. People seem to think that somebody who's going to commit a crime lurks around in the dark at night, wears a mask, looks like a thug.
Well, no, he doesn't. As a matter of fact, our burglar today is more on the youthful side. He could be a lad in his teens. He could be a clean-shaven, clean-cut-looking individual. And he himself is not devoid of intelligence. He knows that he is being watched, perhaps, and he has also subterfuges that he uses to throw us off the track. So it's sort of a game sometimes.
Troven Broadening, what about that narcotics factor?
Well, about 90% of the burglars that we apprehend are narcotic addicts.
Officer McGoran, the thing that has given me some thought while we've been talking here is a question about the tipsters themselves with whom you work. Are they usually legitimate?
Yes, we have gotten quite a bit of information from the citizens, the people that call in, and they have been right on many, many occasions where they see a suspicious person or they believe it's a suspicious person and called in. We've gotten up and watched the suspects until they have committed the crime and then arrested them. And one person in particular has called in, I would say, 10 times, and we've made arrests on every occasion.
That's really batting high. Well, gentlemen, from what you tell me, it seems almost academic to ask, but I will in any case. Is this an answer to growing crime in the big cities, Captain Kiley?
It certainly is. Ours is a thin blue line, and crime is everybody's business. And if we are to combat crime, we must have the cooperation of each and every citizen.
In San Francisco, an effort to cut back on crime with the help of interested, involved citizens. Our thanks to Captain Phil Kiley, Patrolman Joe Brodnick, and Paul McGoran. Gene DiCardo reporting in San Francisco for Monitor.
San Francisco shows the way, and we're sure other cities will follow. May even already have done so. Now, a reminder about something you might want to do with Easter Sunday just 2 weeks away.
Made Easter reservations?
Easter reservations?
Call your FTD florist and make Easter flower reservations now.
While you're at it, reserve some eggs for the holiday, and you can follow this advice from Pretty Polly Paz.
Here's a tip about dyeing Easter eggs. If you want really pretty eggs this year, be sure you start with ones that are pretty. You know, ones that are smooth and white, eggs that aren't speckled, ones that don't have ridges or bumps. You'll be a lot happier with the results. This is Polly Paz, and I'll be back later with more egg dyeing tips.
And we'll be waiting for her right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Time for fun and fortune.
Guess what? Charlie left his umbrella again.
That guy would leave his head if it wasn't fastened to his neck.
Oh, you said it. Just yesterday he said he was going to Arizona for his lungs.
And tomorrow, Charlie can go to Sitco for his funny bone. And win up to $50,000 playing Fun and Fortune, the game that's a little more fun because everybody who plays can win something. You can win up to $1,000 cash, win special bonus prizes, be eligible to win up to $50,000 in sweepstakes money, too. There's nothing to buy but plenty to win. Play Fun and Fortune now at your participating Sitco station. It's a nice place to win up to $50,000.
Time for Fun and Fortune at Sitco!
Licensed drivers only. Void where prohibited.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York. Gene Rayburn once again. The time, 15 minutes before the hour. And in 4 minutes, we'll have a Monitor report on Wisconsin, from Wisconsin, rather, on pre-presidential primary weekend activities. Right now, a leading candidate for honors is singer of singers, Tony Bennett, who campaigns with Fool of Fools.
Fool of fools, wake up before she breaks your heart. I warned myself from the start. Be prepared for tears you're gonna shed. To my heart I said, why reach for love above your head? She'll break the rules. She's not the kind who could be true. You come from two different schools. Did I get burned? Surprise, surprise, she really learned to love. Before she breaks your heart, I warned myself from the start. Be prepared for tears you're gonna shed. To my heart I said, why reach for love? Two different schools.
If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, spend it on Campbell's soup.
A great soup at a great price. That's Campbell's tomato soup. Still more than 20 big servings for $1. And that buys you the richest, reddest, best tomato soup you'll ever taste. Wait till you taste that fresh tomato flavor. Campbell's tomato soup. Less than 5 cents a bowl and good.
If you think a dollar isn't what it used to be, spend it on Campbell's soup.
Now, the national weather outlook for later today. Pretty cheerful most places, I'd say, especially here in New York, where it is a fractiously unctuous day, if I've ever seen one. Sunny and mild weather for most of the nation. Exceptions are showers and cooler from the northern Rockies to the northern plains, and possible scattered thundershowers and showers from southwest Texas to southern Arizona, and from the eastern plains to the western Midwest.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products that show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO anti-windlift windshield wiper blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see the ANCO anti-windlift blade in action on your own car, you really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana, has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. You can examine a pair of ANCO anti-windlift wiper blades wherever you see the big, bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper replacement service cabinet. Watch for it. Your ANCO dealer's trained serviceman can quick fit your car with the correct pair of ANCO anti-windlift blades or refills in seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
On Monitor Next, primary preview. This coming Tuesday, April 2nd, the topsy-turvy presidential campaign reaches an important stage as voters in Wisconsin go to the polls to express their preferences. A report now from Russ Ward, NBC News in Milwaukee.
The Wisconsin primary Tuesday is number two in this election year lineup, but a lot has happened in the past 3 weeks since New Hampshire. President Johnson has discovered painfully that he has a fight ahead of him over the issue of Vietnam. Eugene McCarthy no longer is the soft-spoken advocate of peace seeking a national reawakening. He's still soft-spoken, still an advocate of peace, but now he's seeking the White House. Robert Kennedy, although not on the Wisconsin ballot, is winning headlines every day with his nonstop speechmaking. There's even a change on the Republican side. Richard Nixon's primary fight with Nelson Rockefeller ended with a TKO 3 weeks ago. Wisconsin is different from New Hampshire, principally in terms of Lyndon Johnson. The president laughed off New Hampshire. He called it a race anyone could enter and everyone could win. None of the administration's first team was sent to campaign. Now, 3 weeks later, three members of the president's cabinet and others in the administration are campaigning hard. McCarthy today is riding a big momentum that started in New Hampshire. And everyone concerned is aware of the ease of crossing party lines in Tuesday's race. There are no party lines in the Wisconsin primary. Many Republicans, in the absence of a GOP battle, plan to vote for McCarthy to embarrass the president. Mr. Johnson, and all the others for that matter, face the possibility of an even greater embarrassment. Wisconsin voters on Tuesday have the option of voting for none of the names shown. They can, in effect, vote no for president. Russ Ward, NBC News, Milwaukee.
Further reports on activities and attitudes in Wisconsin on this pre-primary weekend will be heard later today and tomorrow here on Monitor.
Keep in step with Monitor.
Now VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components, present Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage, star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll be hearing Peggy Lee in just 1 minute.
Higgins?
Yes, boss?
Higgins, I asked you to design a stereo console our company could sell for the same low price Voice of Music is getting for theirs. Now, how are you doing?
Well, VM sure gives the public a lot for their money, but, well, here it is.
Yeesh. Does this thing have a solid-state amplifier like VM consoles?
Made in Hong Kong.
Has it got the VM Stereomatic record changer?
Well, no, not exactly.
What about your speakers? VM consoles have big, high-fidelity speaker systems.
We could say ours was designed by the United States government.
We could?
They're war surplus.
I was afraid of that. Now, what about that cabinet? The Fine Hardwoods Association is never going to certify that thing.
Couldn't we certify it?
What would we certify it is?
Fruitwood.
Frankly, it looks like an orange crate.
That's Fruitwood, isn't it?
BM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Monitor on stage now at Basin Street East, New York City. And it's them, their eyes, with that there Peggy Lee.
I fell in love with you first time I looked into them, their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. Falling, no stalling, falling in a good big way for you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. You better watch out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They sparkly bubble get you in a whole lot of trouble. Ooh, hey, baby, I'm talking about those eyes. I fell in love with them, their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. For you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something. You better watch out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. Fargo, Bubba, ooh, trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger in them.
Peggy Lee in Monitor on Stage has been brought to you by VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, admits you may find stereo consoles priced as reasonably as ours, but all VM consoles have the certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association and the sound of very sophisticated stereo equipment. So even if you match the VM price, what about the value?
BM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Has this ever happened to you?
You're at this party, and you finally get next to the prettiest girl there. So you say, how about us two cutting out? And she says,
I'll have to ask your boss.
And you say, why? And she says,
because he's my date.
Oh, but you still wonder what might have happened if your cigarette ash didn't burn her dress, which burned her, which cooled everything.
Are there any other reasons not to smoke cigarettes? Ask your American Cancer Society.
Thank you.
Hugo Montenegro with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Gene Rayburn here with Beautiful Monitor and the latest NBC News coming up at the top of the hour.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
If you're about to graduate from college, think about this. You could spend the next 2 years trying to make an impression on a boss who's trying to make an impression on his boss. Or you could join the Peace Corps and, for example, spend 2 years trying to develop a community chicken breeding project in a Latin American village where half the children have never tasted an egg. Either way, you're going to have problems. But why not pick some good ones? Write the Peace Corps, Washington, D.C.
Saturdays and Sundays, it's the wonderful weekend world of Monitor New York on WNBC. For more of everything, it's more of Big Wilson, Lee Leonard, Bill Mazur, and Wayne Howell on Saturdays. More of Jim Gearhart and me, Sterling Yates, on Sundays. Make more of your wonderful weekend world with Monitor New York on WNBC.
Keep in step with Monitor.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.